Hi listeners, here we are again. Brand new show, sorry for the delay. Actually, there's been a bit of a hiatus, do they call it? I think, getting out the new shows, I've been so busy with one thing and the other, Premier and the rest of it, so there was a bit of a lean period. But I'm back in sunny Boston, in Lincolnshire, and I'm joined by the radio legend that is Chris Moore. Chris!
Hello, Nick, and what a good word to start the interview with. Hiatus.
Was it right?
Correct.
Oh, fantastic.
I have not heard that word for a long, long time.
Well, I meant there was a gap. You know, where jack shit was done.
Yes, yes. But Miles, well done. And can I say congratulations, sir, on your fantastic launch.
Thank you very much, my friend.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm just sorry I couldn't be there.
Yeah, that was a bark.
I was a little bit ill.
Yeah, you know. Well, let's tell the listeners what actually happened, because you were all being well, you were going to be there.
And yes, I was. I was planning, and then I went down with the old COVID.
Yeah.
And I thought COVID had finished years ago.
Well, I think according to the Tories, it has.
Yes.
You know?
But how do they know the truth?
Well, they're probably the only people who do know the truth.
Well, exactly. Yes. Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I'll tell you why that's interesting a bit later on. But
okie dokie.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think, we like you say, we're going to chat a bit more about that, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely so.
But it's great to see you, man. Too long. We don't spend enough time together. I mean, obviously, each other have got, you know, commitments and all that kind of stuff. And I know you're busy with your next book.
Indeed, Nick. Yeah, I haven't got many commitments as you, sir, because I'm a gentleman retired, you see.
Well,
but I like to spend my time writing, as you know.
Yeah.
And I'm working on, my next book is now at the stage of going through the publication stage.
Right.
I'm working on the next one now, which I reckon will be out next year at some point.
This is the school one, isn't it?
That's the one that's going to be out next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one at the moment is just a different thing altogether. Experimental poetry.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I think we spoke about that on previous shows, didn't we?
We did. So we won't go down that avenue again, then.
No. Okay. don't let's bore any bastard. Same old stories.
You can buy this book in any good bookshop.
Other books are available.
Other books are available. William Shakespeare, perhaps.
That was a good comic, wasn't it?
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
By the way, talking to comics, did you like the Beano?
Well, I used to take the Beano.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you buy it as well?
Yeah, we did. No, I used to pay for it.
I thought, blimey, come from Peterborough. You know.
Yeah, well, it was a bit like that in Stangrand.
It's a bit rough down there, isn't it?
It can be, yeah. No, we used to have the Beano. What are we at?
Wizard? A wizard?
No, we didn't really do that one. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did. I also took goal as well.
That was a football one. Yeah.
That was good fun. Yeah. I'm trying to think what went with Beano.
The Dandy.
Dandy.
That was the other one.
Yeah.
We didn't bother with that one much, but I do remember, was it TV 21 or something, which was on the back of all the Gerry Anderson.
I don't remember.
Captain Scarlet, Thunderbirds, and all that kind of stuff.
Wasn't they great?
Yeah. Though? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Those were the days.
Oh, they were, man. They were. Yeah. Actually, talking about that, they're rerunning all the Captain Scarlets.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Captain Scarlet.
Yeah. I watched the intro the other day.
Oh, yes.
Again, that's as far as I got, but it was one man, fate has made indestructible, his name Captain Scarlet.
That's it. Doesn't that programme say, this is the voice of the Mysterons?
That's it. And it's one of the longest intros that you could ever watch. You sit there and you think, holy shit, is this thing ever going to get there? You know? Don't you remember?
Yeah, I do.
And it's a dark alley, and then suddenly the camera zooms in on the guy standing in the shadows, and it's Scarlet.
Oh, wow. Those were the days.
Now, I think we've had this conversation before.
More than likely, Nick.
Who was the guy who voiced Captain Scarlet?
I have no idea, sir. Who was the guy who voiced Captain Scarlet?
Bugger.
Yes, yeah, just gone. You set it up. You set that up.
Yeah, I did. Adam.
Adamant?
No.
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 Adam and Eve?
No. She couldn't make a gig.
She couldn't make it.
No.
No.
It'll come back to me.
What will?
Who it was.
Oh, right.
No, I'm telling you wrong. That's Captain Scarlet. That was his Christian name. Adam.
Was it?
Was his Christian name.
Was it?
If I'm not mistaken.
Captain Scarlet is Adam.
Yeah, that was his Christian name, I think.
That sounds like Adam Adamant. Do you remember that name? Adam Adamant. As in 60s television. Actually, it wasn't a cartoon, I don't think. I think it was an actual programme with a character, Adamant. Perhaps I'm dreaming it, Nick.
No. I think now, in the vaults of my distorted mind,
yeah,
I think I'm pulling it out. I do recall something.
Yeah, something's there, Nick.
Yeah, something. But yeah, I'm sure his Christian name, excuse me, because I think that's a pub quiz question. Who actually voiced his voice?
Oh, we still don't know the answer.
He was a famous actor.
But you don't know his name?
I can't remember, but I do know his name. But I can't remember it. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on.
But right. you can watch the whole series of everything they made.
Wow.
If you're a big time in the Scarlet.
Yeah.
Which, well, you know.
I used to like Thunderbirds as well.
Thunderbirds changed my life, man.
Lady Penelope.
You would be like that.
I tell you, of all the cartoon ladies, though, Penelope Pitstop.
Yeah, I know you were big time into her.
Oh, that lovely drawl for you.
Well, I've got
a thing. I'm going to have such a good time, boy.
I've got to ask the question.
Yeah, it's good.
Did you ever fancy Bugs Bunny when he dressed up as a woman?
No.
Ah.
No, I didn't. No.
Okay.
No, did you?
Moving swiftly on then.
Yeah. Did you?
Well, it had an appeal.
Did it?
Yeah.
What sort of appeal?
Well, yeah, I mean, where the shit are you?
You like a rabbit dressed up in a female outfit.
It was a cartoon.
It was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's just as odd as Penelope Pitstop.
I suppose therapy. Yeah. You could get therapy for that, I would have thought, wouldn't you?
Not in the NHS, no.
Can't you just visualise sitting there, some sort in a pencil skirt,
stiletto
heels.
Stop it. I'm coming black, over black all
stockings.
That. Stop it.
You know, what can I do for you, Dick?
You wouldn't say that if Benny was sitting there, would you?
No, probably not. Probably not. But yeah, can't you just see that? And it costs you about 300 quid an hour to turn around and talk about your fixation of Bugs Bunny dressed up as a girl.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah. I'd pay.
Yeah, I know you would. People like you are usually recaptured quite quickly.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh. Try telling my ex-wife that.
Every time I laugh, I bloody cough, man.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, it's the snout.
Give up the cigarette.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to hit it on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hit it on the head. Really.
Good for you.
So anyway, tell me about, how's your summer been?
My summer, it's been a summer of sorts. Had a fantastic thunderstorm the other day. It was tremendous. Don't know if you got it.
I've experienced quite a few of them over the recent couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Not so much of the thunder and the lightning, frightening.
This was very, very impressive indeed.
Was it really?
Yeah, Galileo.
Really?
Galileo
as well.
Magnifico. Okay. Did you know I'm just a poor boy?
From a poor family?
That's the one. I don't know the rest of the words. It's easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Let
Miss
me go.
Miller. No, I will not let you go.
Let you go.
I will not let you go.
We're talking bollocks.
We are, really. But that's what you said we've got to do.
Well, it is. The Nick Elliott podcast, and certainly when Chris Moore's a guest, it's just bollocks.
Well, I could do serious for you.
I know you can.
If you want me to go serious.
But you got that special personality gift of a funny guy, and you could be very kind of academic and very knowledgeable.
Well, yes, that's very kind of you. It's a split personality thing, Nick.
Really?
Yes, I do like to find humour in things.
It's just the only way.
But I take medication for the depression, you know.
Yeah, well.
So how do those two equate?
Well, I don't really know.
No.
Probably it's something to do with the drugs.
Yeah, well, it could
you know?
Be, yeah, it could
taking
be.
The drugs make you funny.
Well, they might.
You never know.
Send you off to the funny farm, yeah.
There's a Groucho Marx there, surely.
Yeah, must be.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Stop.
Have a drink.
Oh, I'm going to have a drink.
Go and see what you can find.
Oh, dear. Wicked.
Oh, dear. While Nicholas is having a drink, you can get all copies, back copies of my book, very, very bargain priced at the moment, usually in a bin. And if you're in the Boston area, around about September, mid-September, come along to the Boston Book Fair on a Sunday afternoon, and I'll be signing copies there, folks.
Fantastic. That's a must, actually, because the book is really, really good. Oh. It is really, really good. Oh, that was the ad break.
Well, thanks, Ned. When do you want the fiver?
For you, free.
Free?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yes, Nick.
What are we going to talk about today? I was going to ask you about the summer. I mean, what's this weather about, man? I know it's a bit of an English boredom thing. But
it's crazy, isn't it? Because part of the world is heating up and boiling and melting and everything else. And what are we doing? It looks like a September afternoon out there.
Yeah, it does.
Horrible.
Yeah. Couple of days, I think it was last week, you got October vibe going on.
Yeah,
man.
Definitely.
You really had.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's a bloody nonsense.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, it lit us with about 50 in the shade, you know, yeah. And stupidness.
What's that, Nick?
That's just a couple of devices going off.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just ignore them.
I thought it was going to be nuclear war or something.
Ignore them.
Ignore.
So anyway, you kind of lightly touched off mic about this kind of conspiracy thing that you've kind of been puzzling you over the recent weeks. Tell us a bit more about that.
It's not only over the recent weeks, Nick. It's something that's been with me since I was about 11 or 12.
Oh, really?
Because to this very day, I reckon I saw a UFO. And I probably think I'm nuts.
No.
But this was in a normal... It was a day. It was a daytime, not a nighttime.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I can remember looking up to the sky and I can remember seeing this monstrous, great big flying thing or the outline of it.
Yeah.
And it hovered and then it went.
In Boston?
No, this is when I was down in Kent.
Oh, okay.
When I was about 11.
Right.
So, and I thought that was definitely something there. And then I forgot about it, as you do. But over the years, I've become more and more intrigued with what we call conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Such as, do UFOs exist?
Yeah.
Well, there was this case, wasn't it, in the Americas. I think Roswell, was it?
Yeah.
Roswell?
Yeah.
They reckon an alien landed and they've got it there. I wonder if they have. I wonder if there is an alien there.
Well, that's supposed to be, the craft is supposed to be in Area 51, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm. I wonder. Or is it all made up? Is it a big, hence, conspiracy theory, you know?
Well, I mean, obviously I can't really answer that. But obviously, I'll answer it with a view.
Oh, right.
Not necessarily based on science or fact.
No.
Certainly, during the moon missions, the Apollo missions, I was big time into it.
Yeah.
I followed them a lot, you know, to 17 when they landed on the moon, blah, 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 13, et cetera, et cetera. And that was basically down to the fact that there was a guy at school called Mr. Alcock, would you believe?
Yeah,
but he did discovered a comet.
Mm.
I don't know what year you'd be talking. I don't know. But he got this this observatory in his back garden, a piss-off thing, not just a Mickey Mouse telescope.
No.
It was big boy shit. And a couple of us from school went round and he discovered this comet some months afterwards. And it was something that just fascinated me. The whole moon mission, the whole moon travel, the whole thing. I watched the whole thing live, you know, when they landed.
I did as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you remember? Because I remember my dad said, come and watch this because you're about to watch something that will change
exactly
the world.
Exactly the same happened to me.
Yeah.
Just think, different parts of the world.
Yeah.
All
and
those
we were
years
doing
ago,
it.
We were doing exactly the same thing.
With pretty much the same invite as well.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
From about four in the morning for
you. Yeah, it was silly. Oh. It was. So, I mean, UFOs, I have seen one.
Yeah.
But obviously it depends on whether you kind of, you know, believe that you can see them or whether it was some military craft or whether it was just
it
some kind
anything.
Of phenomena,
it can
whatever.
Be. Yeah, it could be the shape of a cloud. It could
anything.
Be anything.
Anything. Circumstances, where you are geographically, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't know that you was into that, actually.
Oh, I am, yeah.
Is it UFOs per se, or
no,
is it...
it's all conspiracy theories.
Right.
Because you mentioned the landing on the moon.
Yeah.
That is one of the biggest conspiracy theories of all time.
Yes, it is.
Did it happen?
Mm.
Was it broadcast from a TV studio?
Yeah.
And there are certain anomalies, if I can use that word, that aren't correct with being broadcast from the planet Moon.
Yeah.
Because the flags in those pictures weren't flapping.
Well,
they should have been.
There was a lot of kind of things, weren't there? Certainly from a photographic point of view. And obviously because I do what I do. I remember, again, going back to my dad on a Sunday morning. We were out to the newspaper shop and Dad bought a copy of whatever it was with the colour supplement, which had got all the shots from the moon and all that stuff in, which I do believe I've still got somewhere.
Wow.
I've still got them somewhere. Obviously, at that time, I was only young, so the study of it didn't really kind of come into it. But I know that there's been a lot of kind of people that have asked questions about lighting, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I've looked at all of it.
Yeah.
And from a lighting perspective, it's quite strange, you know, the composition on some of those images, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, I think moving on from that, you've got to touch on COVID.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Which is another conspiracy theory.
Well, I know a couple of people that believe that right from day one.
Yeah, I know somebody like that as well. And when he described his theory, his thinking on this, I just couldn't take it. Now, I'm usually got quite an open mind.
Yeah.
But the things he was saying about the COVID inoculation having microchips in it, and it's a government attempt to control us all. Come on.
No, I didn't. I didn't buy that nonsense. I've got to say, though, I mean, I think probably my view on it has been a little bit more illuminated since, Chris, because I think since the actual thing kicked off, and I never categorically had COVID like you did, that was where I tested positive, but I had pretty much everything leading up to it, apart from a test in a tube that's saying you got the bastard, you know. So, and I had a lot of ill times, excuse me. And I can categorically say I have not been totally well since. Don't feel totally well.
No, it's a very strange thing, you know. The theories surrounding that, I don't know. I've got to keep an open mind on it, but I'm not too sure. And there's so many of these conspiracy theories, aren't there? You know, about the Paul McCartney one.
Yeah, that's a bit of a nonsense, isn't it?
Now, there's a guy at Glastonbury, wasn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah, in the wings.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they reckon he's toast, don't they?
He was supposed to be dead in 1965.
Yeah.
He died. And all the clues are in the Beatles albums.
Yeah.
So going over the Abbey Road album, they're going over that zebra crossing.
Yeah.
Paul's out a step with the rest of them. He's got bare feet, which is a symbol of death, all the rest of it. And they put that story round. Now, why? You know, why would they do that? One of the lyrics in the Beatles songs, here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul.
Yeah.
That's in Glass Onion.
But where does this stuff come from, though?
I don't know.
Some kind of wildcat Beatles fan, you know, sits there in a darkened room listening to this shit 24/7. You know? I don't know where it comes from.
No, no. An overactive mind, I think.
Well, something
certainly
like that.
Certainly of the late 60s.
Yeah, or possibly the want to be recognised.
Yeah.
You know, or possibly the want for it that to be the case.
Yeah.
Because he has made some duff albums, hasn't he?
Oh, he has. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he has, yeah. But the character who's introduced on Sergeant Pepper is Billy Shears.
Yeah.
Now, there's a story behind Billy Shears as actually being Paul McCartney.
Really?
And that was the guy's name. And May introduced to you the one and only Billy Shears. They're introducing him into the band, you see.
Really? Is that what it means?
That's what it's all
I didn't
about.
Know that.
Yeah, that's what that's supposed to be about. So... because the band is not the Beatles, although it is Beatles.
Yeah.
It's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah.
That's the band. And then they introduced this Billy Shears. Yeah? With me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, and he was supposed to be the character who took over from Paul McCartney.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, which, you know, I wonder why, but it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is. I don't know. I know some of the conspiracy theories that I was hearing about the COVID thing.
Yeah.
And this is one that kind of, you know, gives me a bit of a giggle. That it was all about kind of introducing 5G.
All right.
Don't know if you heard that one.
Go on. I think I probably have.
I don't know whether you know Dad seeing the 5G mask, because coming here today I saw one.
Did you?
And
I wouldn't know if one hit me.
They're monstrous things.
Right.
Monstrous things. And they've got this huge pole with this transmitter on top of it. I'm not too sure whether they are kind of specific to the relevant suppliers, i.e. O2, EE, Vodafone, I don't know, or whether they're joint. But they've been wanting, apparently, to put these into things, into more public arenas, like next to schools and stuff like that. But apparently they give off a radiation that's quite dangerous,
right,
supposedly. I mean, they're springing up. I've seen a lot of them, not so much in Norfolk, but in Peterborough, there's a lot. And they stick them at the end of somebody's garden, you know, considering these things are supposed to be a health risk. But the humorous bit about it is, I had to go to Ireland to get 5G. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm standing on a mountain in bloody Southern Ireland before I actually got a 5G. I pay for it. Mm. I've got all singing and dancing your Apple devices, and you can't get the bastard. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't really know, but that's, I know that certainly throughout that time, when the lockdown, they chucked a lot of these masks up in various different places. And that was supposed to be one of the kind of issues, you know, watch the right hand while the left hand's doing the trick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know, excuse me, that I've had several conversations with the black cab drivers in London that... another thing there, it, you know, they changed a lot of the road system. They put cameras, they put, you know, speed cameras up. They put various different things and changed the road system in London in that time that we were all locked down.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
They did do that.
Well, what an opportunity.
And well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, it's a smokescreen. Or that's a theory. These are just things, Chris. I mean, I you know, I know they have now released that this thing was leaked, weren't it, from a Chinese lab?
Yep.
But, you know...
Could be. It's a reasonable enough thing.
But... I think that's what you're going to get when you have a Chinese takeaway every Friday, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, you're going to get...
Well, this is why I'm so fascinated by all these theories, because they're exactly that. I could come up with a theory... In fact, I have a theory. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear the theory.
I have a theory about dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dinosaurs are thin at one end, much, much thicker in the middle.
Right.
And then thin again at the other end.
Amazing.
That's from Monty Python.
I can see why... I know it is. I can see why you spent so many years teaching the youth of today.
Well, I pondered that.
Did you?
For many, many a year.
Right.
Yeah, and I thought, yes, that is quite true about dinosaurs.
Okay.
They are thin at one end, much, much thicker in the middle, and thin again at the other end. They are.
Right, okay.
Have you ever thought about that?
Not really.
No.
Dinosaurs don't really figure on my menu.
They don't.
No.
No, a bit
every day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Not at all.
But if I said to you the name David Icke...
Now. I've listened to a couple of his YouTubes or whatever it is, podcasts, blah, 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 and I think that guy's on the summit, you know?
Do you?
Mm.
He splits opinion right down the middle.
Oh, totally.
And here is a guy that started life as a sports commentator on the BBC.
Before that, he was a goalkeeper.
He was.
For Arsenal? Was it Arsenal?
I don't think it was Arsenal. I think it's some lesser team, but he was a goalkeeper.
Yeah, and I think he was quite good.
Yeah, I think he probably was.
Weren't he?
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, he became aware... of something called the Illuminati.
Oh, what's that, Chris? Tell us what that is.
A superior world government, which is run by aliens.
Oh, wow.
And so all our governments around the world are subservient to this Illuminati. They're shapeshifters, you know, and they're lizards and things like that, and they control us all.
Right.
Now... No, I can't be having that. Really.
No. Mind you, that woman that was head of Scotland's Parliament, she was a bit odd, weren't she? Jimmy Cranky, you know.
But there was a bloke who at one moment he was perfectly acceptable, and then he goes right on to these conspiracy theories, doesn't he?
I don't know what makes people do that kind of thing, because, I mean, they try to kill him, ain't they? They keep... You know, bricking his house and his cars and everything. And he still keeps playing on with it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he still keeps making a fortune.
Yeah. Oh, is he making money out of it?
Oh, yes.
His
books are coming out. He churns them out.
Does he really?
Yeah. Fortune he's worth.
Is he really?
Yeah, David Icke. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just thought he was this kind of guy that everybody who, you know, lived in a council estate or whatever it is wanted to kill him.
No, he's making a good living out of
it. Is he really?
But I can't say I blame him. And why not?
Totally.
If he's onto a winner here, isn't he? If he can say something, it's going to generate a lot of interest. Why not say it?
I think that's all okay though. If it's not just a money making thing, that you know, that because that kind of stuff can influence people's lives, views.
Oh yes,
can't it?
Yes, it can.
You know, and if you get some Billy Graham kind of cretin that wants to sort of bleat on about, you know, this, that, and the other, people, you know, of course. Everybody has a right to their opinion, but people listen to these things, don't they?
Yes.
And taking them on board.
I think the modern expression is an influencer.
Ah, that's it, yeah.
I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who speaks their mind and expects everybody to flock after them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, who would get pretty bad press at the moment, and rightly so.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are sort of misogynistic.
Well, that's a bit nonsense.
That's a great word, by the way, isn't it?
It is.
Misogynistic.
Yeah.
Misogynistic. Five syllables.
Yeah.
Sec mod boy, me, failed my 11 plus, but can use a word like misogynistic. How's that?
I might struggle with that.
You might.
I might struggle to say it.
Yeah.
But I'm not totally sure what it means.
Misogynistic means neither. No, I think it means you have a very bad attitude towards females if you're a male.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Power, a power thing.
I think house teeth, one of them kind of things.
Readers, our listeners even, tell Nick if I'm wrong, or tell me if I'm wrong. But I think that's what it means.
So likely you're wrong.
Yeah. It is likely. You can either be right or wrong in these things, Nick.
No, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Misogynistic.
No.
Good word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very good.
You've used one. Hiatus.
Yeah, I can manage that.
Yeah.
I think it's the dyslexic thing.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of struggle with some of them.
Does it really affect you?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it does.
You know, going off point, but how does dyslexia affect your day-to-day activities?
Reading's a problem.
Yeah.
A big problem. Mm. And forms. Forms are a massive problem.
Forms.
Like
you mean application forms.
Yeah, fill in this, fill in that, you know. Mm. I can't do those kind of things, we'll say, on site.
No.
So if you go to the doctors and they say, fill in this form,
I need to
bring it away.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, can't you get screens or something? Different kind of screens.
Yeah, you can.
Reduce that impact.
Yeah, I mean, it's only really, Chris, over the last kind of 5 years since meeting Bernice that I discovered it.
Mm.
And it was because of her expertise, you know. But no, it can be a problem.
Yeah.
It can be a problem. Not that I do this, but to kind of bring it down to roots, you go shopping, you know, and you stand there looking at this and you decide you want to buy this, that, the other, and you're looking at all the crap that's on the back of it.
Mm.
You know, I can't make any tell of the fucking.
No idea.
It's just nonsense. Mm. It's just nonsense. That kind of thing, I just have to bring it away. And I don't read books. I know we've spoken about this
before.
Yeah,
we have, yeah.
You know, because I can't read books.
No.
You know, I could sit there. It would take me 2 years to read a book easily. And then I wouldn't have learned anything from it because I just don't manage to take it in properly. Do you know what I mean?
I do, and this is probably your why you've gone so much in sort of visual expression of things.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. It could be. I mean, again, I think we touched on this before, but audiobooks. I do audiobooks, you know, which are fantastic. And I'm just listening to one now, which is titled High Voltage, which is the history of AC/DC.
Oh yeah.
But before that, I did one that actually was a recommendation by Guy Martin. And that was the title, The Real Great Escape.
Mm.
It was incredibly long. I think it was nearly 15 hours long. But it actually documented the whole thing from the escape from Stabbers Lutz.
Wow.
You know? Bloody good, Chris.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Really good. You know, and obviously we've all seen Great Escape film.
Yep.
You know, one of the great films. But there's very little that is true. Very little, you know.
Yeah.
And it portrays the kind of West in a very bright light. But it wasn't really like that at all.
Back to our conspiracies again, Nick.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't know. things happen.
So have you got any kind of particular one that kind of really, you know, well, screws your Swede a bit?
Diana, Princess Diana.
Oh, that's a done deal for me.
Yeah, you know, I it seemed too much of a coincidence that she should die like that. You know, as they said, her driver was drunk. He would never let a drunk driver take her anywhere, would they? Surely not.
No.
Surely not. And I just don't get it. You know, she was got at.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not allowed to think that. Not allowed to believe that. You know, it was never right that she married him. Oh, don't know. All right. And she wasn't perfect herself. Let's be quite honest about it. But she didn't deserve to be knocked off. And that's what I think it was.
Mm, I totally agree. I totally agree. I said it right from day one, Chris. Yeah. I can remember sitting there watching it come on the TV. And, you know, it was hard to believe. And I said right from the start, I said, they whacked her.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Someone somewhere got at her.
Yeah.
Now, who would have made that call? Was it the royals themselves?
Well, that's my thoughts.
Mm.
That's my thoughts, without a doubt.
Yeah, because they've now got their way with Queen Camilla.
Yeah, Who, by the way, isn't going to get a wage.
Is she not?
No.
Oh.
Which is a bit of a shame.
It is, isn't it?
She will get a wage, but we're not going to pay for it.
Oh, well, fair enough then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I'm a bit...
Everything's okay then, isn't it?
It's honky-dory.
I mean, so she needs a new hat.
Yeah.
She's got to go and see Charlie.
Oh, right.
For a bit of an hand out, you know
Charles,
what I mean?
Charles?
Yeah.
Can I have 5 and 6 pence, please? 5 and 6 pence?
For a new hat.
That's not right, is it?
No.
Oh,
no, that's you're way back to when you was an 8-year-old lad in Kent.
I think I must be. Yeah, good grief. 5 and 6. That's a random. That's the life of a poet, that isn't it? I get. Why did I recall 5 and 6 pence?
Well, it doesn't matter, but that's what makes it a creative trick, isn't it?
I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
A bit of paper, pen.
Yeah, yeah.
5 shillings and 6 pence.
Yeah.
And I will think about that.
Yeah.
And I should concoct another piece of rubbish.
Yeah, fantastic. Of which you can go and buy at the Boston Book Fair in September.
You can, yeah. Other books are available. Mine.
Another book fairs are available.
They are. They certainly are. Apparently, Mr. Paul Hudson's coming along to this one.
Who's he?
Oh, you obviously don't get the same BBC look north as we get.
No.
He's our local weatherman.
Oh, really?
Yes. He goes on the TV on 6:30. And he wrote a book, which can frequently be found in the bargain bin, but he's turning up on a Saturday afternoon to do a paid slot to talk about his life as a weatherman.
Oh, I bet that's bedtime reading, isn't it?
Yes.
Holy shit, man. What is your life as a weatherman?
Yes.
Well, you know, warm, mild, and occasionally wet.
I like a warm front. Don't we all, dear? Don't we all?
Sounds like a fun girl.
Well,
we don't want to go down the wet route, do we?
No, we certainly do not. I'll put you in detention. No, we mustn't go down that route either.
No, not at all. Anyway, I think I'm breaking my neck for a tab, so yeah, I think we should kind of wind up this show, this edition. Fetch your cloth.
Well, you've got to give the cigarettes up.
No, I'm going to go on have one, I think.
All right.
Yeah, I'm being rabbiting too
long. I'm going to have a bit of cake.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a few minutes' time.
All right, Nick. Right. Have I infringed onto the next show?
Indeed.
Right. I retract that last statement.
It could be a sexy cake edition.
Oh!
For now, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, young Nicholas. You cough away, mate.
Oh, excuse me. See you next time.
Cheers, Nick.